Hello and welcome back. Okay, that's not how we open. Hey sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising.
And we're your Astro sluts. And today we are your
matchmakers. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy day of love and silly and candy. We've got submissions. This went really well. To be honest, a lot of you filled we're a little bit overwhelmed, to be honest. And in the best way, like, thank you. But we have a fat stack of papers here, and that is because a lot of you filled out our little Google form to be matchmaked.
And to be made matched.
And so we are going to do our best. We want to give as many of you a little moment in the spotlight as we can. Mm-hmm. You guys sent in truly some of the funniest submissions.
You guys are hilarious.
Yeah, they're funny as fuck.
So I'm not sure who you guys think is also listening to this podcast.
Yeah, but huge fans of who you wrote in about your dream person. Thank you for
sharing.
They're
out there, yeah.
They are out there, and you'll find them all, even if it's not here today. But we did sweat it up between bestie vibes only and romance. Of course, like 5-6 of you wanted bestie vibes, and a shit ton of you were looking for romance. As
can't blame you.
You know, we all are. So we'll start with the bestie vibes, mm-hmm. and just get us all warmed up, and then we'll get into the romance.
I love it.
Shall we go?
Yeah.
All right. So one of the first Google form submissions for the bestie vibes that stuck out to me was Ray. I just really thought their about me section was adorable. They are a Taurus sun, Capricorn moon, Cancer rising. And she says, "Hey sluts, I'm 22. I work as a special education teacher in elementary schools, and I'm a good ass time. I love getting dressed up and going out, and I love a themed party."
So do we.
I know. I'm like, same. But you can also find me cuddled up in bed reading books. My goal this year is to read 30 books, and I'm already on my fourth book of the year. I'm doing great, y'all. I'm creative and love to cook and try new recipes.
What a doll.
What a doll.
A dream boat.
I know. I feel like they sound amazing. So it was like, well, I'm excited to find them a friend. I also just thought it was cute that they were like, I'm super into people who are super smart. If you have a niche thing that you know everything about, please look into my eyes and tell me about it. I'm obsessed.
That's so cute. Ah! That's honestly me too.
Yeah, no, literally. I'm like super relate
like,
to that.
Oh my God, you're weird.
I know. Like, what do you know all about? Literally. So I just love her. I love her vibe.
Yeah, obsessed. So we think that a good little match for Ray would be Leah. She's a Cancer sun, Aquarius moon, Cancer rising. She's a student last semester in school studying political science, a lesbian in a long distance relationship. LOL, LOL. they're very happy and monogamous, but looking for like creative, fun, kind friends or mutuals. She loves creative people who have wholesome nights in, but also enjoy going to concerts and hitting the town. Yes. People that love to travel, do fun little arts and crafts, has a hard time doing like maintaining IRL connections. I feel that. Mm-hmm. But wants to be someone that they can chat with. A bitch that loves to chat. I'm that bitch, she says.
I love that.
And I just think they're going to be really wonderful together.
I think so, too.
They both have Cancer rising. Yeah. So I just think we're sisters.
Yeah. We, like, can totally relate to each other. I think, like, I'm assuming is a poli-sci major, probably pretty smart.
No,
I think you
smart.
Have, like, a lot to share with your new friend. And you also seem to have, like, the kind of, like, would have a nice understanding of each other. Like, sometimes we want to go out. Sometimes we want to be kooky, mm-hmm. kooky girls out and about. And sometimes we want to just, like, lay low.
We're
and
well-rounded,
share
really.
Book recs mm-hmm. or, you know. So we'll connect you two on Instagram.
Yes. I hope it is a beautiful...
A beautiful friendship.
This person's from Belgium, which is
okay,
fun.
So we have a new friend from Belgium here. Pauline.
We looked up how to say it.
Pauline. And they are a Scorpio sun, Sagittarius moon, Taurus rising. She is a typical introvert who prefers a night in with her cats, boyfriend, good food, and a cheesy movie over anything. I love life and I'm a very happy girly and I appreciate beauty in the little things. Don't get me wrong. I'm also very much into the luxurious stuff. Hello, Taurus rising. High fashion, skincare, and makeup. Very big into pop culture. Although that seems very shallow, or rather shallow. Me and my relationships are far from that. I feel that. I don't have a lot of friends and family I stay in touch with, but the relationships I do have are very meaningful to me. I love when me and my internet friends can bond over pop culture. Most of my ride or die besties don't really keep up with pop culture, so I love it when I can bond over this with a newer online friend. They're big on sending memes and TikToks. I love the art of sending the right meme to the right person, which is just, it is an art. And thank you for saying that. Yes, because that's so true.
Well, we recently, I don't know why this came up, if this was like an original idea or a meme that you saw, yeah, but we were talking about how like, you know, to be on the binary for
yeah,
a second.
Yeah,
girls send each other things that they think the other person will like. And like a boy will send you something that just like he likes.
Yes. And it's so true. Like it's so funny. And I just, that's like the most clear way to say that. Cause you get a meme from a boy and you're like, you think that's funny.
You're just like, okay, thank you.
Thank you for sharing something you thought was funny. That's cute. Yeah. But like what I do is I curate my
what I think memes. What I see in other people. Right. And you are using this meme as like to help me understand you more.
Yeah, which is totally fine. It's different ways of
it's
sharing.
It's just like funny. That
no,
it's
it is. It is just different. But I respect the art of the correct meme to the correct person.
Which also, Becky is a Cancer sun, Leo moon, Gemini rising that we think would be a nice little bestie match. Becky says, I've always been able to get along with anyone and I love that about me. Me too.
As you should.
I could talk and listen for hours. I love being in the sun, eating good pescatarian food and trying something new where I can be creative. My mind is always going 100 miles per hour, so I fill my days with relaxing activities. All of her friends are very different, but mostly fire signs. And I believe
we have a Sagittarius moon over here.
So good fiery energy to match with. I work a lot, so I usually send my friends TikToks with the caption, quote, you, throughout the week so they know I'm thinking of them aligned.
Yeah. Big love language energy, sending TikToks and memes.
Very much so. On weekends, I like to do just about anything with my friends. With one friend, I may smoke and watch SpongeBob. The next day, I may go out dancing with another friend. I match energies well. I'm super open-minded and seek friends that are alike in that way.
Love it.
So I am rooting for this international.
Yeah, amazing.
Across the world friendship. I think absolutely. It would be really cute.
Yay. We'll connect you on Instagram.
And now we will get into some romance. Share some of your submissions and see if we can make some matches live on the air.
All right, let's get into it.
So we did not get a lot of submissions from boys.
Yeah.
Which is a from problem. The he, him. From not genre. A lot of he, him in here. Mm-hmm. Which, so we have one eligible bachelor. It's Grant. Okay, Grant is 19, male, and bisexual. He says, I'm very quiet unless I feel comfortable with the person. I'm an artist and have a peculiar sense of humor. I love animals, traveling, music, art, books, films, fashion, interior design, and the ocean. Aww. I love Grant. I do have trouble with not joking around in serious situations, so I'm trying to work on that. I'm respectful and open-minded. He's a Scorpio sun, Pisces moon, Cancer rising.
Damn, water sign.
I'm into healthy boundaries, adventurous people with a sense of humor. I usually go for guys, but I always say if we vibe, we vibe. I'm a texter, but if I feel comfortable, I like to call. I send too many memes. Would like to meet someone in real life and is a hyperfixator. Me too, Grant. Me too. Grant's in California.
Okay.
If anyone's in California and liking the sounds of Grant, let us know. And we'll keep him in mind.
Yes.
in looking for our other submissions.
Amazing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Up next, we have Michaela. Their pronouns are she, they, he. Slay. And they are a mask-presenting lesbian, LOL. I love music and sports, mostly football. I love to smoke more than drink, but I'm always down to go out. I'm an aviation mechanic, slay, but I'm not that into planes, LMAO. I'm more into cars. I like spending time with my friends and family on my free time. They are a Sagittarius sun, Gemini moon, and Cancer rising. And they are into more femme-presenting women. They love to share their music with others. Mostly text, not a big caller. Always love to share things that remind them of that person, which I think I'm just feeling like is a Gen Z love language.
Totally.
We're all connected in that way.
Mm-hmm.
They always end up in situationships. I feel that. You are a Sagittarius, so I can relate to that. So we are going to put Michaela also in the mix.
Up next is Kayla. Kayla uses she, her pronouns, is a Capricorn sun, Aquarius moon, Aquarius rising. Kayla says, being with a romantic partner is very difficult for me. 10 guys have me blocked currently, and I don't know why. I wish I could ask them why, but I'm blocked, LOL. Oh, I love music and sushi. Not religious at all, and I don't want kids. And I love Astro Sluts.
Thank you.
Kayla is mostly attracted to Sagittarians. She always feels like she needs to be doing something otherwise she's just like rotting in her room, obsessing with people because of her Venus in Scorpio. I would like a tall boy who watches anime, has glasses, nice hair, maybe a stoner who'd watch all the TikToks I send, who is also a night owl who consumes cannabis. I would like him with a Mars in Libra. So if you are, or if you know anyone who is also over 5'9", is something that we're looking for as well. A boy who has nice hair, glasses, watches anime, smokes weed, and is over 5'9".
Amazing. We've got you, girl. With a Libra Mars. So put the feelers out, people. I don't know if they're in this deck, but they're somewhere.
Yes.
Next up, we have Helen. Helen uses she, her pronouns, and they are looking for romance. They are Taurus sun, Virgo moon, Capricorn rising, come on earth sign, triplicity.
Let's go.
They are a senior in college. They design clothes, obsessed with glitter, TJ Maxx, and thrifting. They like records, going on a nice walk after I eat. Same. I enjoy going out or watching bad movies. Like, so bad they're good. I agree.
Blind.
The more tats, the better. Artsy vibe. Goofy. Seeking a himbo bimbo that must know how to dress themselves. So I feel like here, I would love to see... Oh, fuck. I was about to say, Helen, you need yourself a Libra rising. And then I read further and it said, I unfortunately love / obsessed with Libras and I have been ghosted by a few. But you
I
know what?
I am aligned.
Maybe a Libra rising. Okay.
Maybe.
We're going to keep it in the mix.
We'll keep it in the mix.
I think Libra risings just have total like himbo bimbo, yeah, but dress totally. Well energy. So
but not
let's
at their
see
core.
What happens.
Yeah. Up next, we have Jess. Is an Aquarius sun, Libra moon, Virgo rising. Jess is a music business manager, which is cool. Loves adventures and trying new things. Family is super important to me, and I love to travel. Huge part of my life. And spirituality. Get bored way too easily if I feel like I've discovered everything about someone. Now, Jess has some more specifics for
Amazing.
Us. We are looking for tall, muscle, beard. A must. The beard is a must. Tattoos, nose piercings. Someone who is respectful and kind, but knows how to be dominant. Broke up with my boyfriend just now, so I'm ready to get back out there.
Just now? Good for you.
I'm 20, so not someone older than 23. We're looking for like casual talk, like cool. talking, just chat, someone to chat to and flirt with maybe. But they need to be career driven. I'm super busy and don't have time for needy boys. Financial stability is a must. Need someone to let me be feminine. And by the way, I love you guys.
We love you.
And I hope that maybe one of our other sluts listening maybe has a friend.
Oh, absolutely.
This person does live in West London. So
Slay. Our international our community.
Our British listeners. We are counting find on you.
Maybe a royal. You know what? I think where else do you find a financially independent under 23-year-old but the royal family?
Right. They could have
they have beards? A beard.
I mean, if they're...
Harry has a beard, I guess. Gay. Right.
LOL.
Yes, I was wondering if the royal family could grow beards, but I think probably.
Oh, yeah. Is it like not allowed? Do they like need to be clean-shaven?
No, remember it was like a thing for Harry to have a beard at the wedding. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Megan's never seen me without a beard. I'm not shaving my beard. He probably looks crazy without a beard, you know?
Probably.
So
yeah, under 23 with a beard and maybe financially stable.
A duke. A duchess.
If y'all know anyone, hit us up.
So we are compiling some piles. So we have a femme pile coming together.
We do have like a cute little bisexual pile.
We do. This person is into mask/non-binary people. This person's also into
Okay, maybe this one could work. Okay, so we have like a good amount of submissions that like people are looking for femmes. They're looking for lipstick lesbians. We've got a few options. First is Sam, uses she, they pronouns, mm-hmm. Is a Sag sun, Sag moon, Aries rising, if we like them fiery. Says, I work in customer service. I like video games, horror, TTRPGs, magical girl anime, going to museums, learning stuff I don't know about, and I've been trying to get back into reading. I have a cat. I have an alternative style. My friends basically call me a pink e-girl.
Slay.
At work, I tend to dress more corp goth to fit dress code. I can be nervous at first, but tend to relax over time, and I like to think I'm funny. Sarcasm is like a second language to me. I think the best way to describe me is the weirdo with the plushie collection who also researches Victorian romantic trinket culture. Mm-hmm. Teeth, blood, hair, all that stuff. Duality, even though I'm not a Gemini, I'm definitely not the brightest person in the room, but I am the biggest hype person. I want everyone close to me to feel like the best person in existence. My music taste is also varied. I have everything from MCR to Meg Thee Stallion, and I'm getting back into my rock/alternative roots from childhood. I don't really know what else to say, so I'm going to stop here before I embarrass myself. Literally, what a cutie.
Yeah.
They are still figuring out their type, into like alternative, nerdy, kinky people. This said who have a mean streak but are really nice to me.
No.
We don't love that, but I do.
I get it.
I don't mind if we don't have the same exact interests because it gives me a chance to learn yours and share mine. Don't really need specific labels or exclusivity. Just doesn't want kids. More of a texter than a caller. We'll send memes, TikToks. Links to products or articles I think you'd like. Anything that makes me think of you.
Amazing.
Would also be cool with besties. Just wants to talk to new people. But would like to do online stuff first.
Cool.
Bisexual. Open with anyone. Hesitant to cis straight men. Good. Because of fetishization. Mm-hmm. They're plus size and big on mental health advocacy. So anyone who fetishizes skinny people or berates mental illness isn't the one. I get the vibe based off your platform that it won't be a problem. But I always like to double down. Thank you for doubling down. And we are with you.
We are doubling down.
You seem perfect. So we will be keeping you in mind.
Yeah, amazing.
I think the matches aren't happening on this episode, but we will be DMing all of you.
No, we're going to keep going.
Okay, so we have a match.
Maybe have someone for you. Okay, what's their name?
Sam.
Okay, Sam. I think we've got someone. Mars. Sly. Their pronouns are they, them. And they are 29, still very new to dating women. They're a creative person. They love to paint, cross stitch, and crochet. They read and write a lot and hope to turn that into their future job. I smile when I see the moon and I love being outside. Amazing. They are into femme presenting people. They are a texter. They love to send memes and TikToks, probably more TikToks. Valid. I want someone who at least shares one of my interests, a little bit more extroverted than introverted, and someone that wants to learn to make pasta from scratch with them. So it feels like you guys both have like, would definitely be open to like learning about each other's different like varied interests. Mm-hmm. They very much like share things with each other. They're looking for a connection with someone, even if that becomes a friend over romantic. And they are neurodivergent and nervous about meeting new people, but curious enough to see what happens. And I think
they both had that energy.
No, I think that you both just seem like very open.
Yeah.
And like willing to talk to people, meet someone new and see what comes of it. So we're going to connect you guys. And I hope it's a hit.
Me too. So we've had a blast slut matching all of you. Thank you all for writing in.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on here. There's
papers everywhere. We've made a complete mess. And I think we'll take this to TikTok.
We will take this to TikTok. So this will not be a closed circuit matchmaking process. We will be reaching out. We will be searching crowd for sourcing. You pages for all of your dream peoples. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you for listening.
We have our second episode of season 5 coming out tomorrow. Every Wednesday is full length episodes. Fridays are typically our quickie episodes. So not this Friday, but next Friday we will be back on schedule.
And we'll talk soon. We'll see you on TikTok with more matchmaking prospects and journeys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, sluts.